And we start the new week on Culture File with an old offer. Poems Penny Each was James Joyce's second collection of poetry written over the course of 20 years in Dublin, Paris, Trieste and Zurich. For this year's St. Patrick's Festival, singer-songwriter Adrian Crowley, along with Sean McRae and Matthew Nolan, have followed in the footsteps of everyone from Syd Barrett to Scullion in setting Joyce to music. Along with a band that includes Lisa Hannigan, they're performing their new Joycean song cycle Poems Penny Each next week. Culturefile went to check on rehearsals over the weekend at the Museum of Literature of Ireland.
My history with James Joyce goes back about 30 years, and I guess it began when I set up residency in a very wonderful bookstore and cafe called The Winding Stair. My name is Matthew Nolan, and I'll be playing guitar for this project. I would spend hours upon hours in there exploring Irish literature and much, much, much more, making a cup of tea last, and even a tea bag last many, many, many hours. And that's where I picked up my first collection of Joyce, was in that bookstore nearly 30 years ago. And I honed in on this short collection of poetry. It's just something about the economy of language, just how spare, lean and spare the writing was, which is quite unusual for Joyce. And it's been kind of there in the back of my mind as something that could be turned into a more expansive, musical, creative project. And I think I was probably nervous and or intimidated for many years about approaching the work. But I think in the last couple of years, and this is working closely with the likes of Adrian and Sean, I've seen a path for evolving it into what I consider now a very serious song cycle.
Certainly, sir. Is it in the city? Oh, yes, blazes boiling, said 10 minutes.
I actually love Scullion, and that was the first time I heard work of Joyce set to music, and I love that recording. And another time was Syd Barrett. Golden Hair.
Lean out your window, golden hair.
I'm Adrian Crowley.
I heard you singing.
I think with Syd Barrett, with that interpretation, I became accustomed to that song without realizing, until someone told me at a party, those words were by James Joyce. And to me, it sounded like a song. You know, it doesn't sound like an awkwardly adapted piece, a stanza from a poem, shoehorned into a song form. And he was a fine singer, and I imagine, actually, I had a dream last week. I'm always telling people about my dreams, but I had a dream that he was having some friends around to his house, and they were all singing. And I feel like they're songs. Before I even started thinking about what music could go with this, I felt like they were songs already.
I find it difficult sometimes to kind of categorize this kind of modernist work. You know, what constitutes prose and what constitutes, you know, poetry. Those demarcations become incredibly blurry or even non-existent in Joyce's writings. What I found particularly striking about this collection was how imagistic it was, but also how it got me thinking musically. That inherent musicality that people, you know, have written excessively about around Joyce's writings. I'm not sure I ever really experienced that in my own engagement with the work, but I certainly found it here and have heard it here for a long time. So it didn't take much by way of exploration to latch onto that musicality.
Venus Lunny. Yeah, I go for a lot of microtonals. I like funny sounds.
I'd like to kind of explore different frequencies and ways of, just ways of sitting in the texture and exploring the different ways that you can sit in. I was sort of doing rhythmic stuff some of the time, and other times I was kind of droning and then doing sort of little harmonics, you know. It's just sort of a little palette of sound effects that we have.
My name is Sean McErlane. I'm going to be playing bass clarinet, woodwinds, and percussion. I have these metal-tuned percussion, which are just sitting on a bed of foam to allow them to resonate. And so I'm also playing bass clarinet and a trumpet-like car hooter. Matthews talks about the impressionistic sense of when you read Joyce, when you read his poetry, and that's tenfold more true, especially when you read something like Finnegan's Wake. And especially when you read the work aloud, it's extremely musical and it's full of shifting kaleidoscopic colours and images all the time. So for a musician, and many musicians have worked with that text, it just invites you to make music with it. So I think it's definitely an overlap there.
This is the first day of full band rehearsals. So we've had Lisa Hannigan, we've had Cora Venus Lunny, and we've had Cheyenne Mize join myself, Adrian, and Sean to start working on the arrangements, to start letting the music kind of settle. I think much of what we've produced has, you know, dictated where those arrangements need to go, but we've brought in some wonderful musicians whose own kind of musical understandings and abilities, we needed to give them latitude to fold their ideas into this project as well. So what we've watched today is just, you know, things take on a beautiful life within a structure that we've established, but some really magical things have happened today.
Matthew Nolan there, and you can hear how Poems Penny Each, the song cycle, turned out next Monday, 16th of March, at the National Concert Hall in Dublin.